You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show. Let me say that again. You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show. Got it? Great.
Welcome back. It's Cat Named Mo Show. Appreciate you guys tweeting out. A lot of people having fun listening to the show. Jerrica. I don't know why that surprises me all the time, but it does still. I do appreciate you guys. Hoppy is a superstar. A superstar. Oh, no, the live feed went down. I wonder what happened. Oh, she saw AJ and Dunedin is talking about my live feed. I might be able to do it. No, the cord is not long enough. Let me see, because people want to see this. They want to see you. Melissa, I am probably going to move you over to the other chair. Let me see if I can move this without. Perfect. Okay, now move those sanitary wipes out of the way. Actually, put it in Hoppy's car. Okay, now I will be able to take care of the live feed for you folks that are following. Hoppy. Okay, let me bring this down. Okay, now we're gonna get to what everybody came for. Let me get my Facebook Live back up. Okay, now if I want to post it, I need to hit post now. Okay, let me post that. Okay. Jerrica, what's so funny?
Nothing. You just sound like an old man.
I do not sound like an old man. I don't Facebook Live a lot. Well, I've never found that.
I don't either, so
okay,
I'm just making fun.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, here we go. Let me get back to it. It's in Facebook. You press live. It's taping me again.
Oh, my God.
Describe my live video. We're checking your network next to make sure you have a smooth broadcast. This may take a few seconds. All right. Come on. Okay. Now, describe your live video. Hoppy's girl talks shebanga banging. Okay. You have to dumb shebanga it down bang for the kids. Freaky sex.
Hygiene.
No, I
just kidding. Sorry, Hoppy. You just yelled at me.
Oh, come on. Okay, here we go. All right, now we go. Okay, go live. That's taping me. Okay, after. All right, here we go. Okay, we're live back in the studio with Melissa. Okay, Melissa. Now, you have stated that you're bisexual, correct? Oh, I should probably turn on your mind. Bisexual. Hoppy is Ryan Hoppy. Our very own Ryan Hoppy is your very first boyfriend.
Yes.
Now, you've been with other men before. Or guys before. Okay. You want to throw out a number? Is it more than 20?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. More than 10?
No.
More than 5?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. What was that?
Nothing.
That sounded very judgmental. I don't like that. Oh, no. Are you judging the girl?
No, not at all. I just didn't realize you were 20.
How old did you think she was?
5. I just.
Oh, see, that's judgmental. Okay, Jerrica, let me ask you this. Say what you want to say.
No, you
say what you were going to say.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
But you think that 5 men. At the age, well, Hoppy
no,
would be
but you
6.
Can't, I can't say that because I'm
yes,
different than a lot of people.
Okay,
so.
You're not a slut is what you want to say. Is that what you're saying? Are you calling
not
Melissa a slut?
Said.
That sounds like what you're
not
doing.
What I said.
Sounds like you're calling her a slut.
I'm not calling you a slut.
You're not calling her a
I
slut,
just was
though.
Shocked.
You know what I'm saying, Roland? She may not be calling her a slut, but she's not calling her a slut.
She's totally not.
I know when a girl is not calling the slut a slut.
Right.
That's
what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It was more of a silent.
I apologize, Melissa. I apologize for Jerrica's rude. rudeness and judgmental attitude.
I apologize.
No, that's how you feel. How many men should a girl be with at the age?
No, I don't know. Again, you shouldn't ask me because I'm not your average person.
I'm not your average
person. I'm not your average person.
Poor Melissa.
Now, Melissa, that's 5 to 6 guys at 20. How many girls have you been with?
Okay, I've been with 2 girls.
2 girls? Okay, all right. Mm. Jerrica, how many girls have you been with?
0.
That's why nobody likes you. All right. I'm just going to put that out there, Roland. Nobody likes Jerrica.
it's all about the woman.
I find you very haughty and judgmental now.
I apologize.
Okay, would you like to, do you think that she should slow down a little bit? Is that the advice you would give her?
Well, I mean, she's with Hoppy now, so. Yeah. Okay.
Ain't no slowing down now.
Yeah, right.
Technically.
Those horses are out of the bar.
Literally, the Clydesdales are in full sprint.
Literally and figuratively. Now, you, Melissa, what do you think of a girl that judges you like that based upon the number of men that you've slept with? Would you say that Jerrica hasn't lived? Would you say that she's a little naive, if you will?
I would not say that.
Thank you.
Can I say it?
He always tries to put the girls against each other.
I am not trying to pit the girls against each other. You don't see anything wrong with the number 5 at the age of 20, right? Or 6. I mean, it's not like you are promiscuous. You just, if you find someone you like, you bang them.
She's like, yep.
All right, good. Okay, now let me ask this. Comparatively speaking, now do you remember every guy that you were with? Was the first time a good time?
The first time was actually with one of my best friends, so.
Yeah. All right, that sounded creepy.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, that was a little.
It was with one of your best friends. Now, did you have romantic feelings or was it like, hey, let me help you out?
Well, the first time was with a guy, was with one of my best friends, and it was kind of just like a spontaneous thing.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Okay, how do you spontaneously have sex? I'd like to know that, just in case it happens
to me.
It's never happened.
I've lived a long time, and I don't know that. I've always planned it. Or
to some degree.
Went after it.
Yeah,
or
tried.
It's never I'm not at Burger King
having
a Whopper.
Oh, look what's happening.
And yeah, the next thing
okay,
I know,
okay.
I'm in the Burger King bathroom.
No, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Explain spontaneous.
Please.
It was more of just like, it wasn't planned for the night.
Right. Okay, where was it? Do you remember where it was?
In a car.
That is spontaneous. whose car was it?
His.
Okay. So you weren't drinking because you're too young.
No.
How old was he? Was he of age?
He was 18.
Okay. Was it his first time as well?
No.
Okay. So, and did you bring it up? Did you say, hey, you know, I've always wondered what this might be like?
No.
So you just talked. Had you kissed a lot before?
No, it was also our first time kissing.
See, I don't get that. Okay, so you had never been romantic with this guy.
Okay, we've talked about it before, but we were never really acted upon
right.
it.
Right, and then out of nowhere, the clothes are off and the car is rocking.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Over quick?
Move quick, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you didn't really feel like that was a great experience?
No, not at all.
Did you ever go back?
No, it was kind of just like he dropped me and went along to the next one.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's not nice.
Thank you, Jerrica, for that unsolicited commentary. I think she knows that it wasn't nice.
Sorry.
Okay, so that wasn't nice. Yeah, that was So you were no longer friends after that?
No.
So you went from best friends, having no relations, having no intimacy, to having sex one time and then the friendship was over?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Do you ever run into him?
No.
Okay. Now, comparatively speaking, say you've been with 5 or 6 guys and now there's Hoppy. Then there's Hoppy. Where's he at on the scale? Size-wise.
Oh.
On the lower end?
The higher end.
The higher end. Not the highest, though.
Not the highest. Not the lowest. Not the middle.
How many higher than him?
2.
Does that make you feel bad, Hoppy?
I don't care because I get laid every night, so that's all that matters.
That's true.
Listen,
and she loves
me.
I
have no problem with that logic. I'm not asking you if she loves you. Okay, right. Here we go. So, is that an important thing to you? Like the guys on the lower end, did they still make it happen? Does it?
I would say I didn't really like the guys as much on the higher end because, like,
when
you're with a guy who's really sizable, he tends to like beat up your cervix and it just doesn't feel good.
What's a cervix? Somebody tell me.
And you have kids, right?
Yeah.
And you're asking me what a cervix is.
I'm not a doctor. I didn't go in there and pull them out myself. What does that have to do with anything that I had kids? I there was a paid professional in the room that took it. Okay, I know what a cervix is. I'm just teasing.
Okay.
Okay. So really, so you found that the larger guys were not all that you really kind of wanted.
Yeah, not at all.
Jerrica?
Yes, what's my question?
What is your dog rolling with?
That's my business, not yours.
Oh, see, he ain't hitting it right. Thank you. Okay, have you ever had an issue where...
Nope.
Oh, of course.
I'll get over here.
Of course you haven't. Okay, so Hoppy is just about right, is what you'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, he has some odd habits during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and one of them is yelling out your name in full during the act.
Okay. He does it occasionally, but not all the time.
But it's still weird. A lot of people don't do that.
A little weird, yeah.
Has anybody else ever done that?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
That's his thing.
Another one. No, that's not a thing.
No, that's his thing.
I know it's his thing, but it's not a thing.
Okay.
Just because it's his thing doesn't mean it's a thing.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be a thing.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It should not be a thing. All right. So. See, now I feel weird. We have the people from the autism.
Yeah.
Cover your ears, Autism Society. Okay. We'll have to wrap this up. Okay. So he also, what's his signature line?
You like that?
You like that. So he's like Brian Williams in the bed.
Okay. Another signature line
is he asking or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
making sure?
Yeah, yeah. Do you like that? That can be annoying. And what's your, does your dog have a signature line, Jerrica?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't about me.
Oh, yes, it is. It really is. This girl over.
This whole thing is making me very uncomfortable.
Because Melissa's living. She's grabbing life by the balls, like 7, 8, 10. How many balls is six guys? She's grabbing life by
that's
the
like 12
balls.
Or something.
Jerrica rolling the same old pair of dusty dice.
Dusty dice.
And wow. Melissa switching it up.
Yeah, what did I miss?
There's a new roller at the table.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, now listen. I'm sorry, Autism Society. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Now listen to me. Okay, So it's you like, and what do you respond when he says, "Do you like that?"
Do you like that?
Do you like? Oh, so you flip
it up on him because I think it's really funny that he says that. So I always make it awkward by being like, "Do you like that?"
Okay. Now, what is his other line?
I don't know if you deserve it.
That's what he says.
Wait. So he during the act he says to you, "I don't know if you deserve this."
Yeah.
It's
really weird. I need him to explain this.
Why would you ask? What are you
talking? Because she says she's been a bad girl and I will quit while we're having sex. I'll just quit moving and I'll go, "You deserve that." And she's like, "Please, Daddy, give it to me." So I'm like, "Okay."
Oh my God.
Now it's starting to come out.
Wow.
Look at that.
There it is. That's why.
I need a shower.
Not in his bathroom, though, for sure.
What the hell is going on in this bed? Yeah. Are you?
Oh my God! I can't even.
What? I don't even know what to say.
I don't. I'm. Yeah, I've
so
got questions.
So let me.
But...
Yeah. Are you? Stop it! Stop looking at her. Are you role playing? That's the first time you turned your chair all the way around.
Yeah.
Does that embarrass you that he said that?
It's like
Jahapi, stop looking at her. Okay.
Feels a little personal. I don't know. At first, it was
we haven't
personal,
been personal up to this point.
Oh, right. No, yeah.
A little too
oh, my God. I can't let that slip. So you're role playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who brought up the role play? I'm going to assume that you brought that to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
You've been bad, huh?
Okay. Okay. Now, we're just going to have to move away from that.
No, but I want video is what I want.
Now, do you have...
What? What are you talking about, Roland?
Well, I'd like to see where all this started. I'd like to see...
Okay, now, let me ask something. How many different role-playing scenarios do you have, or is it always the same daddy kind of deal?
Yeah.
It's a. Do you have daddy issues?
I was going to say.
Be honest.
A little bit, maybe.
Okay, and this stems from what? Is your father still around?
No.
Did he leave? Is he not dead? Dead, is he?
I don't know.
Oh, did he abandon you?
Yeah.
Oh, now another piece of the puzzle falls into place, Roland. I think I know what's going on here.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I never knew my daddy either. If that, but I'm not sleeping with Ryan Hopper.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I'm not going to let it traumatize me that much.
I never met my dad either.
Okay. So that is why that role playing is interesting to you.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I just like it.
Okay. Hey, listen, there's no shame. I do fantasy sex. Yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you what my scenarios are without incurring possible incarceration, but sure.
Okay.
And was he reticent at first, or did he go right into it?
I would say he was just glad to get laid.
Wait, so this was like the first time?
You didn't break out fantasy sex the first time. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, you have told me that's really odd. Now, how is his acting skills?
He acts like, you know, like one of those really old pornos? Like, that's pretty much where all of his lines like are like. Like, I don't know. Like, he's just not very good at it.
So even when he's pretending to be your dad, he's not really...
Why
is that funny?
I don't know.
Am I following the conversation right?
No, you're following it.
I don't know why that's funny, then. I think I'm following the guy.
So afterwards, is he directing you to clean the bathroom? Is that what happened?
What I'm asking you is, does he just deliver dad lines, or does he actually get into the role?
He doesn't even really get into it. He's just like, you've been a bad girl.
Oh, Hoppy. We'll talk later. All right, we'll talk later. Now, that pulls you out of the scenario, though, doesn't it? You want him to go full on. You want him acting out the role, right? That's the fantasy, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever critique him? Do you ever tell him, listen, I want you to get a little bit more into it?
Sometimes.
Okay. Would you like him to wear wingtip shoes into the bedroom?
No.
Maybe a bow tie.
Bow tie? Was he a Muslim? Is that like bean pies?
No, I was just thinking the wingtip shoes and the bow tie.
Malcolm X.
I mean, maybe she's into that thing. I don't know.
Jerrica, do you and Road Dog Yard Dog have fantasy sex?
We're good.
You're boring.
That's why you nobody, exactly never yeah, ask me nobody, because I'm so
that's
boring.
That's why nobody likes you, Jerrica. You're boring. This girl lives. I need to see you over in that chair, Melissa. Okay. Now you have said we have to go to break, and I have to let you go.
Wait, how long did you guys wait before, like, were you guys talking?
We were talking before. Yes.
But how long? How long before you slept with him? How about
it? Took like 5 dates. It took like 2 weeks.
5 dates. Okay, let me ask you something. Did you know, because we talked about his hygiene, did you have to teach him a couple of things about, you know, cleaning himself and stuff like that?
He's not bad with cleaning himself. He just doesn't keep his apartment very clean.
Okay. So there was nothing distasteful about the first time. Okay, is it?
Okay, nobody cares.
Oh, I care.
People care.
People care.
It's disgusting.
Now, let me ask you. Yes, it is. That's why you got to take care of yourself. Now, let me ask you this. Is he quick?
He's not quick at all.
He's not quick. He's painfully long.
Yeah, like this topic.
Boring McMorrister. It's because you ain't getting none. All right, go on. Sometimes you just want it to be over with, right?
No, I wouldn't say that either.
Well, didn't you tell me that there are times that he can't function you will step... listen to this, Jerrica, and Radio Land. She will get up, extricate herself from the situation, and what's the line you use?
You do you.
You do you.
So
in the midst of sex... She is so bored and turned off that she will get up, walk out, head towards the door, and go, you do you. Am I getting that right, Melissa?
Is that the first time or the third time?
Hoppy's dying over here. He's like, me, my hands up.
I just want Melissa to answer the question first.
Yeah, we got to get an answer.
Yes.
Okay, well, it's kind of like a, like, I don't know. I feel like Hobby can explain this better.
but I'm right. I'm right in the what I stated, correct?
Kind of, yeah.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter how many times you wave your hand, your mic is still off.
I'm going to get the answer. That,
you know you can't.
You can't say that.
Try not to have kids.
No, you cannot say that. No, you, that you can say, but
safe
you can't
sex,
be can't.
Man.
See, that's why I'm keeping your microphone on. All right, listen.
Goodness
okay.
gracious.
So, wow. You said it all.
Did she?
And then some.
And then some.
Okay.
My God. And when while he's, as you saying, doing him, what do you go, make a sandwich, watch TV?
Clean the bathroom. I usually go take a shower.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That's the first smart thing she said.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Woo!
Did you get a chance to talk about... You know, maybe a threesome?
Yes, we talked about that.
Oh, okay.
She is not
necessarily down for it.
She does not want to share. anything that, before we let you go, you'd like to say to Hoppy as far as performance?
No, not really.
Not really. Okay, but he does need to act more so in the daddy role.
Sure.
Okay. And listen, you're not going to get what you want until you tell them what you need.
Gotta
you understand
tell
what I'm saying? Yep. That's Socrates or Charlie Sheen. I forget which one. I always confuse them. But I just want you to be happy. How long do you see this relationship lasting?
I don't see myself being with anybody else.
Oh, my God.
Aw, that's so romantic.
Are you terminal?
Oh. No.
I'm just trying to get to.
All right.
Was that bad?
No, no. Solid question. Solid question.
I thought it was a legitimate question.
Now we need to know the answer.
Yes.
Hoppy, I'm happy for you.
Of course you are, Boran. All right. You need to live, Jerrica. You ain't lived yet. I love you, Melissa. Really? You can't see yourself with anybody else?
No.
What about a pip sandwich?
You ain't gonna do that.
No.
Okay, listen. I love Hoppy. Hoppy, I was one of your first champions, and I never did
you
not
were like
champion
the first
you.
Champion. The you very, and Kelton. Nobody and, else liked me. It was and, you, Kelton, Nervous Jerry.
And
Jared.
You had a fallout with Kelton, though. You've never had a fallout with me.
You've been very, very cool to me. You've always been cool to me. Even when you first began on the Bone and I was working in Cleveland, we've been friends ever since.
Absolutely. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm harassing Hoppy.
We text back and forth like we're good friends.
I love the kid. Listen, I'm going to talk to you about the fantasy scenarios, and I'm going to give you a couple of scenes, all right, so that you can does he
take notes.
Does he get you where you need to be every time or no?
No.
Boy, you even said no.
Because we are.
Wow. Even Hobby said no.
We went on a walk this week.
No, be careful because I can't trust you. I can't trust. Now, yeah. now when he doesn't, do you have to take matters into your own hands or do you just write it off?
I just write it off.
Oh, that's sad. Okay, listen. I want you to go out with Jerrica and teach her some things.
No, I'm okay. I'm good.
You're not, Jerrica.
I am.
Enough with the lies, Jerrica. Enough with the self-delusion.
I'm good.
You're not good.
I'll pass.
You're not living. All right? I want you
I'm
to.
I'm alive.
Okay.
Am I breathing?
All right.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm good.
Okay. I'm going to need you both to get the hell out of here.
Okay.
No, you can hang around. When are you going to bring me some wings from the Wing House?
Soon.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Was everything okay with this interview?
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. And it is National Autism Awareness Day tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
April is the Awareness Month.
Awareness Month. We're going to change topics and get a little serious because we like to help people here on the Cat Named Mo Show. Man, she is tall. She is a tall drink of water. All right, don't you go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.